Untie her, you scurvies! Let her go!
But Captain...
Blaze and barnacles! You dare to question me? I'll have my hook in you.
Best do as he says!
At Smithers Secondary, the curtain is closing on more than just another school play. It's the end of an era, one defined by open arms, bright lights, paint-stained weekends, and a chorus of teenagers discovering who they are. After 32 years of teaching in the Bulkley Valley, most of them spent building a theater program from the ground up, Heather Lee is retiring. But this isn't just a retirement story. It's the story of a classroom that felt more like a sanctuary. A space where shy students found their voice, where backstage crew discovered their calling, and where the town's only real theater troupe wasn't a professional company, but a group of high school kids led by a teacher who believed in them completely.
Miss Lee, you have inspired me to have the courage to perform on stage, and my younger self thanks you. It pains my heart to say goodbye to you. Oh my God. This year, but it also brings my heart joy to be in this wonderful group of amazing people that I can call my second family. Thank you, Miss Lee, for making my dreams come true.
Today on CSU Community, we step into the wings with Heather Lee, her students and her colleagues, to hear how drama education has changed lives, not with glaring spotlights, but with a little warm lamp to lead the way in the darkness. I'm Pamela Hassan, and this is The Final Bow, saying goodbye to Miss Lee.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually feeling really teary.
Well, because it happens quickly, though, right?
It's also just all becoming really real.
Yeah. As the school year rounds out, it's June.
Yeah.
I did over you.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to.
Hi, I'm Heather Lee, and I teach drama and theater at Smithers Secondary School.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we were talking actually before I was recording, and I was asking where you had worked, and you started way farther north than what I thought. Can you give me a little, almost like your resume, but where it started for you as an educator?
So my very first teaching job was in Joe Haven, Northwest Territories, now Nunavut. At the time, it was Northwest Territories. That was out of university, and I spent a year up there, learned absolutely everything I needed to know in that year. It was a fantastic experience. And then I came down to the Bulkley Valley in my second year of teaching. So I've been teaching 33 years, 32 of them here in the Bulkley Valley, mm-hmm. and in different schools around the district. I started out as a classroom teacher, and had always done, from the time I was way up north, drama on the side. It was just a hobby, something that I was passionate about.
Did that start in your childhood?
When I was in high school, I sat on the side and watched the kids who did theater in awe. And when I went to university, I got a little braver and started learning more. Mm-hmm. And when I started teaching, I knew that I wanted to do things with kids outside of the classroom. And I decided that that was the direction I was going to go, mm-hmm. is into the drama world, and then never looked back.
So the theater program, which when people talk about it, they talk about you and they talk about Hans when they talk about this theater, mm-hmm. program. Well, how does it happen, though? Like, how do you build something like this and build this sort of trust and create agency in people who are often, like teenagers, who are so often overlooked or talked over? How do you build that?
I think it's first and foremost relationship. One nice thing about working in a program like this is that the same kids come back year after year. And so over time, you witness them growing and becoming the humans that they are, and they know you, and so there's a safety in that. I think it has a lot to do with safe space and you know, a place for them also to be with other like-minded humans.
Steve Taylor is the Della Herman theater technician, and on the last night of Heather's final production of Something Rotten, I spoke to Steve about what Heather brings to her drama class that makes her stand out among teachers.
This last night of the run, this is an added night.
Tell me what it's been like working with Heather.
Oh, Heather's amazing. She puts in so many hours. Like, more hours than I put in.
Right.
The fact is, she'll be here painting and everybody's gone.
Yeah.
So it's been tough for the kids. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that. Been lots of tears.
Yeah.
But it's partly because her space is a super safe space. Like, it's a community here that you don't see anywhere else in the school. And that's because when she's here to bring students up, like, be yourself. Like, be who you want to be. Like, there's no... This is the way it is. No, you do whatever you can do, right? If that explains it.
That's why I think it's so important that we have arts education for kids. There are so many people for whom this is where they thrive. Mm-hmm. And it's quite fascinating to watch students who are quite quiet and reserved in a classroom just come to life on stage. It's the most fascinating thing. There's something about the empathy building, what it means to be human, that's just so intrinsically part of theater. I was talking with a colleague earlier about, you know, some of the conversations that we need to have with young people about, you know, really important things about, you know, drugs and alcohol. But in theater, those doors just open. You know, the conversations happen so naturally, and they can happen around the context often of other humans, right? In the same way that, you know, when we watch movies or read novels, the things are happening to these other characters. And so we can talk about them in a safer way than we can talk about it when it's us. And it allows us to be vulnerable in a really different way.
32 years of teaching in the Bulkley Valley is something to be marveled at, but in the way Heather has approached her students with sincerity and earnestness seems to take just that little bit of extra. So what has that been like to dedicate yourself every day, night, and weekend of the school year to bring these incredible productions to a town without a theater company?
It certainly takes everything out of me. Yeah, in musical theater season, I eat, sleep, and breathe this space and this, you know, like, it's day and night, 7 days a week for a long time, and it's hard. And one of the reasons I know that I need to be careful to manage and keep balance in my life, I feel at this point like I've done all of the things that I wanted to do. I think what's maybe different here sometimes is the enthusiasm to do it and to learn is so vibrant. It's so, the kids are excited here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes it easier. It's a lot harder to teach kids that don't want to learn. And I think that's the other nice thing about the theater is it really offers a lot of different people with different interests and different skills a place. There are some, like, astounding young people that have come through this space that, you know, will go off and, I think, change the world. You know, there's a few people I'm excited to see what they do in their adulthood, because what they were able to do, like you say, as just young people here, is incredible.
I got a chance to speak to some of those astounding students when I visited Heather's grade 9 drama class. Laurel and Bailey are two grade 12 students who joined theater to perform and learn production and were helping with the grade 9 class's production of Peter Pan.
What's your name?
I'm Bailey.
Where are we?
We are up in the follow spot.
And we
So is this your last year in high school?
It is, yeah. I grad in 2 days, so I'm pretty excited.
So how do you feel about, have you worked with Heather through your whole high school career?
Since grade 9. I didn't do theater in grade 8, and then a friend got me to join in grade 9, and I've been here ever since, so.
What do you think is so special or unique about the way that Miss Lee teaches?
I think about how, not only how inclusive she is, because people can be inclusive, but it's inclusivity with care, and so every single one of her students she has, she includes them, but it's not just for the fact of inclusion, it's that she genuinely wants to, and she loves seeing people find so much joy in the thing that she loves too, and so, yeah, I think it's really beautiful. I think that's what it is.
What do you think next year's gonna be like? Without the extracurricular theater program and the production.
I think it definitely makes me really sad because we have so many resources at hand. I think it'll be a lot emptier, and it does make me sad. I really wish that they could find someone. But, I mean, like you never know. Maybe in the future they'll find an up-and-coming theater student who wants to teach. I think that would be amazing. And I know there's people that are going into, like, I know Laurel down there doing sound is going into theater stuff, but it is definitely disappointing in that we haven't found anyone, and like even if we did find someone, I find it hard that they'll ever be able to match Heather, you know. she's really amazing.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No worries. Yeah.
Junior play.
Okay. And you're in grade 12 this year, right?
Yeah.
So you're graduating in like 2 days?
Yeah. I'm going into the technical production for the performing arts industry at Sheridan College. Yeah.
How influential was this class and Miss Lee in you making that decision?
Extremely. Without like technical theater, I wouldn't have decided to go into it as a career path because I didn't know it was an opportunity. But it's something that I'm really looking forward to.
What would you say to the next crew of people who thought that they were going to have a theater program next year that gave them so much what Heather did?
I'd say that even though things are going to be different next year, that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. While the program may be a lot smaller, there's still a lot more opportunities for everyone then because there's a lot more spots to fill. And you can just create, even if you don't have all the resources you need. That's what theater is about, is creating art with what you have.
Do you have a pedagogical philosophy or even like a motto, or is there something that you kind of believe to be true, a philosophy that kind of helps you push on?
I don't know that I've distilled it to a motto necessarily, but I truly believe everybody is capable and everybody is creative on some level. Yeah, and I've never found it hard to find the enthusiasm to come in and work here, in the sense that it's hard not to be infected by the kids' enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be hard, you know, to get up in the morning and get going, but the moment you walk in, it's hard not to be, to meet the kids kind of where they're at. Yeah.
Okay, so how has this last year felt for you?
Kind of bittersweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely moments where it's a lot, and it doesn't necessarily have to be as much time as I've given to it over the years. But I've had days where I've thought, wow, I look forward to never being this tired ever again. but at the same time, you know, I was just putting costumes away with some of the parents in the costume room a couple nights ago. And you know, I cry just thinking about it. Like, it's hard to walk away from it. All the work, all the beautiful things out there that we've collected and created over the years, and the memories that it all brings. Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's really hard to walk away from. Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate that it's such an all or nothing, you know? Yeah, it'd be nice to be able to do it on somewhat of a more manageable scale.
Right. Yeah. What's next for you? I mean, are you entering retirement? Are you going to, like, are you looking for a different avenue to still be, you know, kind of interacting with the community? Or are you taking a much deserved full kind of concentrated time off?
I've been really conscious not to commit myself to anything, but I know I'm a doer. Like, I know I will do things. I've always wanted to dip my toe into professional theater, and I feel like I'm still young. I feel like I still have an opportunity to go off and pursue and try other things.
Well, thank you for taking this time and for sharing so much with me. Was there anything, kind of any other sort of last thoughts or feelings that you wanted to share about this time?
I've always said that I was really grateful that I got to do what I do in this community. You know, I've been involved provincially with drama education for a long time. You know, of all the art forms, drama is always the first one to be cut. Yeah. It's not always understood. It's challenging on so many levels, but there's so many people here who understand this art form, who love this art form, who come out and support us in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And I'm really, really grateful for that. And I've forged so many beautiful relationships through that. So many of the people that I know and love and respect are people that I've met in this space. And you know, been part of it all. I think the community aspect of it, it's one of the classrooms in this building where there are always other adults, people from the community, their parents. It would just be such a foreign thing. Imagine, you know, 18 adults sitting in your math class with you. It would be kind of weird. Where here, it's just natural. It's just, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter if you're in grade 8 or grade 12 or if you're a senior citizen who moved to this community and likes to volunteer in theater, and so you come and you hang out with us and help us build things. Like, there's some really beautiful things that have come of the community, and I am grateful. Mm-hmm. I will forever be grateful.
Hello, everybody. A wise person once said, "Don't meet your heroes." But a wise net person never met my heroes. Sorry. But tonight, I am watching my heroes take their final bows. So for this one last night, I guess we can share her. It's hard to put into words how incredible Heather is, but I'll try. First and foremost, I would like to thank you all for believing in us, even when we didn't believe in ourselves. Thank you for being a shoulder to cry on and a contagious smile. And no, I don't think she has the plague. It's who she is and who we have all come to love. You see the potential in every one of us, even the ones who are singing solos and the ones who are performing miracles backstage. Thank you, Heather. We all love you so much.
Thank you to all of my interviews, Steve Taylor, Laurel Witt, Bailey, and to Heather Lee for her time and access to a classroom and rehearsal space for her final production as drama teacher at Smithers Secondary School. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.